Simon Shintes Vav, Sif Aleph. This is referring to the issue of making an oil on Shabbos. Oil is canopy. Also, that is oil for Shabbos. V'yontif afilu arai. Even a temporary oil, one is not allowed to make on Shabbos and yontif. V'tavke gad, v'machitzes muta, v'machitzes suya el kinasa, v'hetzes sukra, v'hetzes tiltu. If you're making a temporary structure, then if you're making a canopy, it's also, even if it's temporary. If you're just making the walls around it in a temporary fashion, then it's mutter, unless it's coming to be matter something. For example, it's a wall that's going to create a sukkah by making it the third wall of the sukkah, or a wall that's going to make a rishus ha-yochid, respect to carry. Tis the Rambah of mechitza, nasis, etzliz, ba'al mashar, if you're just putting a mechitza for privacy, that's permitted as long as it's a temporary structure. You're allowed to put a curtain in front of the door, even though you're not planning to take it off. It's going to be hanging there for a long period of time. Still considered a rise, since it's not fixed in its place, the wind blows it around. The type of kavua would be if it's tied down from the top and the bottom. One could also hang up the parochas before on kodesh. As long as you don't make oil on the top of it. As an ish is marked around these cases if you wanted to permanently keep it there, because he says even though it's not an oil, it's still at the service to the binyan. If it's made to put on and take off, it's definitely both of these type of things, since there's no oil and it's just a vertical wall. B'chein, continues the Rambam, mutar la'asas mechitzas b'fnei hachama or hatzino, v'haneiresh shelo yichaber sam haruach. You also have to make a vertical mechitza, which is a temporary mechitza, to protect you from the sun coming from the side, or from cold, or to protect the candles not to be blown out from the wind. It's an issa to have marital relations in front of svarim. So if you put up a mechitza to separate between you and the svarim, that's a mechitza materis. That's a mechitza that's permitting something. And it's also a fein with the svarim. If it was partially made from before Shabbos, one tefach of the mechitza was set up, either vertically or horizontally, then you could add to it on Shabbos, even though by unraveling it, you're going to create this heter. Since you're just being moisif on this oil hara, it's permitted.